come up with a way that we can move past the kind of password management system, the login password system that people have now that we have so many problems with, where people use the same password, weak passwords.
Write them down on Post-it notes.
Right.
Yeah.
They use the same password, a weak password across 17 different websites. It gets compromised, and then it's easy to figure out what your password is in other places as well. So that's really, I mean, just to get at one of the many problems that it's trying to get at, I think that is the one that is easiest for people who don't live in the tech space to understand.
And this is important because this, essentially, it's that old cartoon that says, you know, no one knows you're a dog on the internet. That it, having that identity tied, it's an important part of being able to actually get stuff done, particularly in the government space.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily, it's wanting people to know that you're a dog.
Yeah.
When you get services that will help you, if someone can actually tell that you're a dog, that we're trying to get at here. This is not something that's going to be mandatory. It's not going to be a single national ID card or a single card in any way. We're talking about a lot of different technologies run by the private sector. I think is very, very important. And as I said, you know, voluntary is a key part of this, trying to do it in a way that makes sense and for industry and helps to build privacy rather than take it away.
And NIST plays a real role here.
Well, NIST has worked on the identity management standards for years and years, and so much of it is tied to cryptography policy. That NIST really has played a role in identity management standard policy and working on a lot of the standards issues with the private sector and with government for so long that it made sense for NIST to be part of the home for this. And the White House recognized that in bringing this to the Department of Commerce. As a place to where we're going to build this NPO in the future,
and so
the National Program Office,
right? And so what will you actually do in the National Program Office?
Really, the goal is to be a convener for industry. We've heard from so many industry groups for so many years. I mean, Commerce had a notice of inquiry out on cybersecurity that we're still going through the comments on, but just looking through those comments alone, so many of these industry groups have said we need a place where we can have this discussion about
right.
identity management, where we can deal with governance issues. And that's even the goal is to get the private sector to lead in this space. But the question is, who's going to host the table where everyone can trust and try to build that strategy? And the Department of Commerce seems like a good place to do that. So host that piece, build in privacy protections. Be able to come up with some kinds of policies about the liability involved for people, for companies involved, and address issues like usability. I think that those are really the key key battle points in how this issue has moved forward over the years and the places where there's been the most concern for industry getting involved in this space. So we're trying to work with them to help develop solutions and help those people that are leaders in this space talk to one another across industries.
The usability issue does become, because there ends up being, it becomes a my platform's better than your platform kind of battle, and everyone says my proprietary system is much better than anything else that other folks are using, and it sort of breaks down.
Well, yeah, there's also this question of, what are good technologies for an average user to sit down at the computer and
right.
be able to prove that they are who they say they are for different types of transactions, right? The transaction where you say who logging into a social networking site is different than doing a banking transaction,
right?
Right? Those are two different kinds of transactions.
Or paying your taxes.
Or paying your taxes, yeah. Or working, getting a phishing license,
right?
Right? Those are all different kinds of transactions. I mean, coming in filing a with the government as a company, right? You don't have to necessarily know who the individual is. You need to know that they came from a particular company,
right?
So needing to know what information you need to know and how you need to go about proving that is different in all those different instances. We don't expect to start from the same solution. We expect to have a whole range of different kinds of solutions out there, people to have different kinds of credentials, but that eventually can interoperate and work in different ways so that we can make this much more efficient than it is today.
How do you create this trusted environment where everyone can come to the table and talk about these issues, almost a level playing field for everybody?
Well, I think the key point to this, one of the key points is going to be building the governance structure to this and how that's done. And we're still working out the details to that. I mean, we have some experience doing that. I think a lot of the people that work on the smart grid right now know the same kind of issues there. You have tech companies, you have energy companies, you have users, you have the regulatory commissions all trying to looking at this from that issue from different angles, and they built a steering body to really move that forward. I think we're thinking of the same kind of operation here. Really, we haven't gotten going at this program office going yet, but the idea is once the president actually signs this strategy, we'll be ready to go going forward and to build this kind of discussion.
This has ended up being challenging over the years, and I remember I spent a lot of time covering what was then called the bridge certification process, and this was just for government to be able to share things with between DOD and civilian agencies, and it ended up being complex because, again, those different levels, it just ended up being very difficult. Is this more feasible today? Is it more likely that you guys will be able to get this done today than it was even 5 years ago?
We think that it is more feasible today than in the past. It has been the wrong time, and now we're moving to the right time. Just looking at how Facebook Connect has caught on, I think, which is basically just an authentication scheme for individuals, really is an example there. If you can build the usability in today and you have it for the right audience, you can build something that works. The question is, can we make this interoperable between those different kinds of levels? Also, within the U.S. government, you know, looking at some of the things that we have in the U.S. government today, we have the PIV card infrastructure that we didn't have in the past, trying to make that more usable, trying to figure out a lot of the password problems have become worse over time. Can we come up with solutions that work for people within the federal government space? And we've seen GSA build this ICAM project that has been moving along, and we think that building the NSTIC project with the private sector can help that grow as well.
Just the Facebook Connect shows that there's at least a market. People are really, really want this.
It's true. I mean, certainly the businesses really want it. Individuals, you know, we hear all the time from individuals who are frustrated about having to the different kinds of password rules out there. Isn't there an easier way to do this? We think that the time is really now to do this.
I just got to ask you before we let you go. This is your first time you've been on this show since you moved. You were at the Center for Democracy and Technology for a long time. You're now at NIST. How's the other side?
It's always interesting. One thing that's been really great is how people have wanted to work with me, have been interested in the things I've written in the past and engage with me in that way, and to have me accepted me as a Fed in this space as well. So I've really appreciated the way that I've been welcomed.
And you've been one of the real thought leaders in this area for a long time now. So it must be kind of fun to actually get to guide the policy literally from the start.
It is. There's something exciting about it in a way that's different than the excitement working on something from the advocacy side.
So. Yeah. Exciting and yet challenging. And you almost get a whole new way of looking at it.
It's true. But, you know, I think one thing that I've always tried to do is to be very concrete in trying to come up with solutions that actually can be implemented rather than being really pie in the sky about a lot of the different kinds of solutions. So I think that remains the same, but it is a lot of fun to really work with the brilliant, dedicated people in the federal government right now.